Global Markets FX Week Ahead podcast with Derek Halpeny, Head of Research, Global Markets EMEA and International Securities. This is episode 7 and we're looking at the week starting 23rd December 2019. We're in the final couple of weeks of 2019, Derek. Is there anything coming up that might spark some FX volatility into year end?
I think probably not. You know, certainly FX trading conditions are remarkable at the moment in terms of the low levels of volatility and the very narrow trading ranges. DXY, for example, on a year-to-date basis, the range is just 4.9%, and that's the narrowest trading range for DXY on record. So, you know, in a low vol, low trading range environment, I think that's quite likely to persist during a period in which there's relatively low event risk in terms of what to look out for. You know, going back to the beginning of last week, you know, perhaps certainly one element of uncertainty was dollar liquidity going into year end, but it's very, very clear to us that the Fed have got on top of that. And we did have a repo auction last Thursday, which was actually undersubscribed, which suggests that banks' dollar liquidity needs may now have been met. And I think that the risks of any kind of disruptive short-term volatility and short-term rates in the US that could spread to FX or to other asset markets is a lot less now than what it was. So that's one risk that I think is perhaps receding. In terms of data that could spark some volatility, again, there's nothing top tier. We do have the China PMIs, so the official PMI will be out on the 31st of December. We'll have then the UK PMI on the 2nd of January, and then the ISM manufacturing on the 3rd of January. And I guess given the recent phase one trade deal between US and China, might we see some evidence of that coming through in improved business sentiment? Given the markets will be watching for that a little bit more closely than usual, it might give us some volatility if that is confirmed. And then, of course, in the UK, we've already had the advance manufacturing PMI, but the final estimate on the 2nd of January will incorporate, to some degree, the response from businesses in relation to the election results. So if there was a notable improvement there, that could obviously confirm the view that the reduced political risks in the UK could give the economy a lift over the short term. So those are some of the events that I think could ultimately bring about some movement. But I think generally speaking, we're into 2 weeks of relatively low FX volatility.
So, Andrew Bailey, do you expect any sterling reaction to the announcement that Andrew Bailey will become the next governor of the Bank of England, Derek?
I don't think so. You know, his name has been in the hat, so it's not a massive surprise. And it looks like the government have taken, you know, the safe route in terms of experience. He was by far the most credible or strongest candidate, having worked on the Financial Policy Committee as a deputy governor. So he has a solid resume in terms of the fit for the role. In terms of kind of parking him as a dove or a hawk, I think that's quite difficult to do. Obviously, he hasn't been on the MPC, so he doesn't necessarily often talk explicitly about monetary policy, but, you know, I think the market's initial interpretation that he might be slightly on the hawkish side, but, you know, we're talking marginal here. And, you know, one of the reasons why he got the position perhaps was his kind of views on Brexit were balanced to slightly more towards the Boris Johnson government, perhaps. And again, if we go into periods of uncertainty, maybe the governor's view will be that, you know, we shouldn't panic and we'll get through this, and there's positives as well as negatives. So, but generally speaking, I wouldn't expect much reaction. And don't forget, of course, that he's the governor. He does have influence, but he just has one vote. and there are the other eight members who have their own views. So all in all, I wouldn't expect much in the way of financial market reaction to this announcement.
And finally, are there any trade ideas that you're suggesting over the holiday period, Derek?
Well, based on what I've been saying, you know, volatility, event risk, all quite low. We are still running a couple of ideas that we've published previously. So we have a euro short, long ruble position, which is carry related in a low volatility environment. That trade is doing very well, reinforced by the OPEC plus production cut deal, which is supporting crude oil prices. We also have a short dollar stocky trade. The Swedish krona is the worst performing G10 currency in 2019 year to date. And of course, last week they moved back to 0% on policy. And I think gradually going forward, that's a currency that can perform better, certainly better than it did in the year to date basis. In terms of over the holiday period, looking at Aussie dollar, again, if dollar sentiment remains as it is and there's a slight bias to dollar depreciation, Aussie could do well. Short-term rates in Australia have been breaking higher, and we're close to the highs we've seen over previous months on the two-year government yield. It's up around 90 basis points. If that was to break a little bit higher, 92, 93, we'd be back to levels we haven't seen since the summertime. And that could give some further momentum to Aussie dollar on the upside. Like what I mentioned earlier in terms of China PMIs, if there's evidence to suggest that we have some receding risk and improved sentiment in relation to the phase one deal being done, that I think would support the Aussie dollar over the short term. So in this environment of not a lot happening, we could see a slow grind higher in Aussie dollar. Otherwise, EMFX, LATAM, we're seeing a positive momentum, and momentum trades could do well in a period of limited risk and momentum in LATAM for the Chilean peso, the Brazilian real, and the Colombian peso has been very positive after the very, very substantial sell-off that we had in November. We're seeing those currency reverse. Most of that reversal is probably done, but again, if momentum is a way to play FX over the next couple of weeks, those currencies could do well as well.
Thank you, Derek. Have a wonderful Christmas and see you in the new year.
And you.
Thank you for listening to the Global Markets FX Week Ahead podcast. Rate, review and subscribe, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. We're taking a seasonal break until the new year, but we'll be back on 13th January 2020 with your FX insights.